where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, and Bing's guests, Miss Dorothy Kirsten and Mr. Bert Lahr. And now at the height of this Thanksgiving season, here is Philco's groaning gobbler, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Ken, but you're jumping the gun a little there. I won't groan until after dinner tomorrow.
I think you better groan a little tonight or you won't be able to afford a dinner tomorrow.
Oh, see? Don't you worry, Ken. I'll be the favorite in the knife and fork sweepstakes tomorrow.
Yes, sir. You're not the same old turkey, I suppose.
No, this year we got a new one. Big live tom turkey.
Bing, where'd you get this big turkey?
Oh, it followed me off the Sunset Bus the other night.
Oh, no. What in the world were you doing on the Sunset Bus?
I was looking for turkeys.
Oh. Who's going to do the axe job on the bird, Bing?
Harry Truman. He can kill an elephant, a bird will be a breeze.
You better do it yourself.
No, no, you won't catch me swinging no axe.
Why not?
I'm too fond of my toes. You know, they might revive that song, Dance Ballerina Dance, and I'll need them. Ooh, I've got to be right up on my...
Say, you know how I killed my turkey last year, Bing?
No, how?
Well, I filled my Mixmaster bowl with corn,
yeah,
and when the turkey came over to peck at it, I flipped the switch and whirled him to death.
What a way to go, huh? I bet the feathers are really flying. Was the turkey tender?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't come down yet.
Ken, this conversation, no matter how engrossing, can only lead to one thing.
A song, I'll bet.
Inevitably. The Rhythm Airs, John Scott, and all of us have a very slick samba called Quanto La Gusta. Trotter, arise. Trotter. Quanto la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta.
Quanto la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta.
We gotta get going, where we're going, what are we gonna do? We're on our way to somewhere, the five of us and you.
Well, we see there, who will be there, what'll be the big surprise?
There may be senoritas with dark and flashing eyes.
We're on our way, pack up your packs.
And if we stay, we won't come back.
How can we go? We haven't got a dime.
But we're going, and we're going to have a happy time. Now someone said they just got back from somewhere. A friend of mine that I don't even know. He said there's lots of fun if we can get there.
If that's the case,
that's the case,
that's the place,
that's the place,
the place we want to go.
I'll take a train.
You take a train.
You grab the boat.
Don't wanna go.
I'll take a plane.
Off we go.
Then ride a goat.
What goat? We don't care. We'll either walk or climb.
But we're going and we're gonna have a happy time.
Many, many thanks, Bing, and boys and girls. That was kind of exciting.
Wasn't
sure
it?
Got everybody all keyed up for my Philco commercial.
Oh, by the way, Ken, I meant to ask you, do you know who America's first announcer was?
Well, let's see. Was it Don Wilson?
No, goes back farther than that.
Well, Don goes back pretty far.
Don goes pretty far in all directions. But the first commercial announcer in this country was John Alden.
John Alden?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the Pilgrim?
Yep. He went over to Priscilla Mullins' house and pitched a plug for Captain Standish.
Oh, that's right. He spoke for miles.
Yeah, and ever since, you guys have gone on speaking for miles and miles.
Get away.
And
miles. Well, not this time, Bing. And speaking for Philco, our best commercial isn't speaking at all. It's listening to those great new Philcos at your dealer. Drop in now and discover Philco's amazing album-length record player. Folks, this is a real four-star dilly and a natural for Christmas giving. For just $29.95 or $31.50 in the West, this new Philco record player will equip your present radio or phonograph, old or new, to play the sensational 45-minute record. It gives you the slow-speed turntable you need for long-playing records, plus Philco's marvelous balanced fidelity tone arm for the most flawless reproduction in the history of recorded music. And get this, Philco's album-length record player will even play 45-minute records over a table radio that doesn't have a phonograph. Get yours now and enjoy the greatest phonograph advance of the century from Philco, the leader.
The popular conception of an opera star is always shot full of holes when we of the laity first encounter the tall, slender beauty who was a brilliant star of the Metropolitan Opera. A concert artist of renown and a recording artist whose shellacs sell right along with all the great popular artists, ladies and gentlemen, the very charming Miss Dorothy Kirsten.
You say the nicest things.
Oh, well, Dorothy, it's easy to say nice things about nice people. Besides, we want you to feel welcome here in Radio Land.
Oh, I've been in radio before, Bing.
Yeah?
Nelson Eddy and I took Al Jolson's place on the air this summer.
The two of you?
Took two of us to sing as many songs as Jolson does.
That Jolie really has unlimited energy, hasn't he? I hear he recorded 40 songs for his new movie, Jolson Sings Again. Of course, there'll only be about 17 on the screen when the picture comes out.
What are they going to do with the rest of them?
They're going to play them in the popcorn machine in the lobby. Every bag of popcorn, you get a tune.
I can't wait to hear You Made Me Love You in a Paper Sack.
When the Red Red Robin comes a pop, pop, popping along.
With butter and salt.
On a stick.
You know, Bing, Al told me that he always had a secret ambition to sing in the opera.
Soap or horse?
No, Bing. Grand opera.
That'd be a good program for him, too. Grand old opera. So much you really, you got to hand it to Jolson.
And if you do, he'll take it.
If you don't, he'll grab it. Dorothy, I don't want to be abrupt or brusque right in through here, but might I ask what you'd like to sing for us tonight?
Certainly, Bing. What'd you like to hear? Something popular or something classical?
Well, what have you got in the popular line?
Well, let's see. How about You Made Me Love You in a Paper Sack?
I think you ought to do something a little more on the classical side.
All right. Would you like to hear Ouvre ton coeur by Bizet?
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Again or for the first time?
I don't know. You sing it, and I'll tell you if I've heard it before.
Well, I hope John Scott Trotter's heard it before.
Oh, he's heard everything. John, do you know Ouvre ton coeur by Bizet?
Sorry, I've never heard of it or him.
Here we are back in the paper sack.
Oh, well, we'll muddle through it somehow, John. Shall we try it?
As John Scott Trotter ascends the podium and the house lights dim, a high-class hush falls over the audience. Mr. Trotter raises his baton, which is easy for a big fellow like him, to accompany Miss Dorothy Kirsten in the aria Ouvre ton coeur from the opera When the Red Red Robin Comes Pop. What is this? Yeah.
You Thank you, Dorothy. That was really a thrill. Please don't go away now, because I want you and the rest of the folks here this evening to say hello to our second guest of the evening. Here's one of the musical comedy's stage's greatest contributions to happiness. The hilarious buffoon who has rolled them in the aisles on Broadway, left them limp in the picture palaces, and panicked the populace through their filcos. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for the preposterous Mr. Bert Lahr. Bust out here and bend it, Bert. Come on right out of here.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby.
Just a minute there, Bert. What's this Mr. Crosby routine? You call me Bing.
I can't. It's too vulgar.
What are you giving me? Vulgar. Everybody calls me Bing. That's my name.
That's not a name. That's a sound effect. It sounds like a tall man dropping a penny in a short tin cup.
You know, oddly enough, that's how I got the name. When I first started singing, people dropped pennies in my cup.
It's a good thing you didn't sing in my neighborhood. They'd drop nothing but lead quarters. Today, you'd be known as Clunk Crosby.
In some circles, I am, Bertram. What are you doing out here on the West Coast?
I came out here to see my girl.
Oh, she got a home here in Hollywood?
No, she lives in a duck blind near Bakersfield.
A duck blind? What does she do?
She's a retriever. She swims out and gets ducks for the hunters.
Sounds like a terribly clever girl. How tall is she?
I don't know. I never seen her out of the water.
Oh, you're kidding. What does she look like? Don't you have a picture of her?
Sure. Here's one right here.
Say, she's got a nice trim figure, but she's got an awfully blank expression on her face.
You're looking at your thumb. Lift up, Bing.
Oh, lift up. Oh, she's not so bad. Say, she's got beautiful eyes. One right on top of the other.
Turn the picture around.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, say, she's certainly a petite little thing, isn't she? How much does she weigh?
236 pounds.
Oh, come now. 236 pounds. A skinny little thing like this?
Well, she's full of buckshot.
Say, a girl like that full of lead would make a darn good blackjack,
wouldn't she? Yeah. Yeah, during the summer, she's an anchor on a live bait boat.
She must be a doll.
Yeah.
Say, look, the duck season will be open again out here the end of next month. I may be able to use your friend.
Get your own girls. Get your own girls.
Outside of romance, Bert, what really is your reason for being out here in Flickerville?
Well, haven't you heard?
Mm-mm.
Don't you read the papers? Mm-hmm. Don't you listen to Luella?
Well, sure, but what's the news?
Republic Studio is making a one reel short of my life.
Well, congratulations. Where's the picture open? What period?
Well, you see, the picture starts during the Civil War.
Well, if your life story opens in that period, you must be a lot older than you look.
Is that possible?
I doubt it, but when were you born?
I don't know. It was before my time.
Well, do you remember where you were born?
Sure, on the stage of the Broadhurst Theater in New York City.
Oh, you mean backstage?
No, on stage. You can ask my twin sister.
Your twin sister?
Yeah, mother had to do an encore.
I never realized you were so close to the theater, Bert. Why, you were practically a headliner from the beginning.
No, that's not true, Bing.
No.
I tried a lot of jobs before I turned to the stage, but I knew I was meant to be an actor when I got my first smell of grease.
Oh, you mean grease paint?
No, grease. I was a fry cook at the time.
And that's when you turned to the footlights?
Yeah, but it wasn't easy at first. It was pretty tough.
I know. We all had it rough.
Well, it was so tough for me for years, I had to make my own mascara.
I still do.
I made mine out of blueberries and chicken fat.
On a hot day, you must have smelled like Barney Dean's delicatessen.
Yeah. Bing, I was irresistible.
I can imagine.
But finally, Bing, after long years of hard work, I became a star in burlesque.
Oh, in the old days, burlesque was really something.
Yeah, it sure was a great school for comics.
You know, Bert, the funniest guys of all to me were the Dutch comics. Like Louis Mann and Sam Bernard and Weber and Field.
Hey, can you remember those fellas?
My dad told me about them. Say... Yeah, how about the two Dutch comedians who are always meeting right in the middle of the stage and getting into an argument?
We can start right now.
Mm-hmm.
You start from the side of the stage over here, and I'll start from this side.
Okay.
And we meet right in the center.
Right in the center. Here we go. Well, if it ain't Schulze the Butcher.
Hello, Rudolph. You know something, Rudolph? Hypnotism is the elixir of life.
Who does?
Who does what?
Licks his wife.
Ach, you stinker. In 1 second, I stick my eye right in your finger.
Holy cheese and crackers, what a temper.
Yeah, what a dialect.
Look, Schulz, I have for you a riddle. You know what is it, a riddle?
Yeah, my papa, he plays one in the orchestra.
Now, pay please attention here for what I say. What is the difference between an automobile, a sigh, and a monkey?
That is good. That is comical.
Wait a minute, please. You haven't heard yet the finish.
That's funny enough for me. I don't want to hear the finish. That is good.
Now you have to hear the riddle.
All right. I hear the riddle.
What is the difference between an automobile, a sigh, and a monkey?
I don't know. What is the difference?
Well, an automobile is too dear.
Oh, that is good. That is fine.
Now, wait a minute. A sigh is oh dear.
A sigh is oh, you are a circus. A sigh is oh dear.
And a monkey?
Yes, the monkey.
The monkey is you dear.
You said it. The monkey is me. Who's the monkey? Minute. Who's
now, please,
the monkey?
Please, clam yourself. Here comes the Irishman. You spring the riddle on him.
Hmm? Does the Irishman know anything about it?
Not an innuendo.
Good.
Hiya, boys.
Hey, where's the Irishman?
He's home smiling.
Well, who is this?
My name is Dorothy Kirsten.
All right. I tell her, huh? Miss Kirschbaum.
Yeah, but wait. It's not Baum, it's Sten.
Sten. Miss Stenchbaum.
Oh, Sten.
Miss Lady. What is the difference? Oh, listen to me, Rudolph.
Get it right.
I'm ashamed to do it. This will split her wide open.
Go ahead, Jules. Tell it now.
What is the difference between an automobile, a sigh, and a monkey?
I don't know. What is the difference between an automobile, a sigh, and a monkey?
Well, oh, must I do it? Well, an automobile costs too much money. A sigh is, oh, for goodness sake.
Yes.
And the monkey...
The monkey is you, dear.
You can say that again. Hey, wait a minute. Rudolph!
Oh, it's all over, Bert. Take it easy.
Bert, I really don't know just what's going on. All this was before my time.
Mine, too.
Well, if you're going to be that way about it, mine, too.
Bert, don't you think, inasmuch as we have Dorothy Kirsten here with us, that we should do something operatic?
Well, sure.
Will you set the scene, Mr. Carpenter?
Mr. Carpenter?
Yes, mister. We're trying to get high class here.
Oh, very well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kirsten, Mr. Crosby, and Mr. Lahr will now sing the familiar trio from the finale of Ludwig Zauffer's compelling opera, Der Kranzkuchen, which was written in 1851. The scene we're about to hear is the thrilling climax, which brings about the murders of the three principals, who for years have been beset by the tragedies of jealousy, suspicion, and distrust. The Baroness, as sung by Miss Kirsten, enters the hunting lodge of the arrogant nobleman, Count von Munz, as sung by Mr. Lahr, to find him in a death struggle with the young Tyrolean shepherd boy, as sung by Mr. Crosby. Here, then, is Wir sind wieder alle zusammen from the Kranzkuchen.
You laugh. Ah,
tear your heart out, Crosby. If you're ever in a jam,
if you're ever in a mess, send an SOS.
If you ever feel so happy that you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship when other friendships have been forgot. Ours will still be hot. La da 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 da, dig dig dig. If you're ever up a tree, phone to me.
If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship when other friendships have been forgot. Ours will still be great.
La da 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 da, chuck chuck chuck.
If they ever black your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
When you get back to New York.
If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship when other friendships have been forgot. Ours will still be.
Great, Dorothy Burton Bing. Well, you know, you left out a great catch line.
What was that, Ken? If you ever catch on fire, send a wire?
No, no. What? You ever want a Philco, get a Philco.
Oh, yes. What's the thrilling news?
Well, Bing, the new Philcos are the most thrilling radio phonographs in history. On the level, folks, something new has been added to phonographs, and you can't say you've ever really heard recorded music till you've listened to a Philco playing the new 45-minute record. Now, take, for instance, Philco's new table combination. Thanks to an entirely new kind of tone arm, Philco's Balanced Fidelity Reproducer, this table model gives you full-tone fidelity without any distortion from those long-playing vinylite records. It's so lifelike, you'd never even know a record was playing. And record scratch? Well, say you just don't hear it. But don't take our word for it. Take a listen for yourself at your Philco dealer now. You'll find this new Philco table combination is actually two phonographs in one, with two different tone arms and two speeds on the turntable, plus an automatic changer for your regular records and a powerhouse radio. It's a sensational new value and a potent idea for Christmas giving from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Would you care to join me in this, Dorothy?
I'd love to, Bing.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you.
A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you.
You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be.
The winds of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer?
Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
First daffodils and long excited cables
and candlelights on little corner tables,
and still my heart has wings.
These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded,
the Ile de France with all the girls around it,
the beauty that is spring. These foolish things remind me of you.
How strange, how sweet to find you still.
These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me.
The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers,
two lovers on the streets, they walk like dreamers.
Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Thank you, Dorothy. It's been a wonderful evening.
Well, I've enjoyed it, Bing.
Me too. I hope Buddy DeSilva was listening.
Oh, I hope so too, Bert.
Who's with you next week, Bingo?
Well, next week we have a very talented young man joining us, a fellow named Bob Crosby, a prominent soup salesman.
Mm-hmm. He sings pretty good too.
True, true.
Oh, your brother Bob. He has the most gorgeous blue eyes.
Well, so have I, and mine you can see. I don't have a big mop of hair hanging out.
Hey, who's going to be here next week to keep you and Bob apart?
Peggy Lee. Peg's going to make one of her very pleasant visits.
Sounds like quite a show. Shall we listen?
Oh, we'd appreciate it if you would, Dorothy. Good night, Dorothy.
Good night, Bing.
Good night, Schultz.
Good night, Rudolph.
Good night, folks, and thanks very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Heirs, and Bing's guests, Bob Crosby and Peggy Lee. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.